The scripture is found in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, beginning at verse number 30. Numbers chapter 13, beginning at verse number 30. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we." So they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land that we have gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great size. There we saw the Nephilim and the Anakites who came from Nephilim, and to ourselves we seem like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them." Amen. On the edge of the promised land. On the edge. Close to the promised land, but not quite there. I read this story about this animal trainer who were training animals for Hollywood, training elephants. So he asked, this man asked this animal trainer, "How is it that you can stake down a 10-ton elephant with the same size stake that you use for a baby elephant?" "It's easy," said the trainer. "When they are babies, we stake them down, and they try to tug away from the stake countless times before they realize they can't get away. And at that point, the elephant's memory takes over, and for the remainder of their lives, they remain convinced that they can't get away from the stake." Like elephants, humans have long memories. Often when we are young, some unthinking, insensitive person makes a negative statement about you or me, and we happen to hear it, and maybe they say something like, "He's not as smart as the other children." Maybe they say something like, "She's not pretty." Maybe they say something like, "She has a terrible personality or disposition." Or, "He will never be a great leader." And they hear this, and it is cataloged in our self-conscious. And when we get old, we just remember what somebody said 30 years ago. Most of our limitations are self-imposed. Most of who we are is based upon something we heard somebody say about us, and we have cataloged it into our memories, and we think that we are what some negative teacher said about us 25 years ago, or what some uncaring parent or somebody might have said about us, and we've got it into our spirit. And we have self-imposed that into our psyche, and we are limited by our memories. Look at somebody and say, "We need to have an exorcist of our memories." Especially those negative memories that limit us and chain us to the past. In a recent poll, I read about young people in America in their 20s, this question was asked: "What is the basic feeling you have about life?" And 60% of the young people in their 20s had a feeling of fear. They did not know what the future was going to hold. They were concerned about the future. wants us to be confident. Regardless of who's in the White House, you got to still believe that there's a bright future ahead of you. Too many of us, we become what we believe. God wants us to be confident. Most people define themselves by their problems or by their possibilities. How will you define yourself? Will you define yourself by the problems that you have, that every day you get up is one problem after another and one problem after another? Or will you define yourself by the possibilities that's ahead of you, knowing that with God, all things are possible? God wants us to define ourselves by our possibilities. And in this scripture that we read, children of Israel have been waiting on the promised land for 400 years. God had sent Moses and they had been traveling across the wilderness for 40 years now. God had done some miraculous things. Brought them across the Red Sea, provided water and manna in the wilderness. And they're almost at the promised land. They could see over the Jordan River. And so Moses sends out some spies, 12 spies, to go out and to bring back a report of what life was like in the promised land. They had heard it would be a land of milk and honey. They had heard it would be a land of health care for everybody. They had heard that it would be a land of education and possibilities. They had heard it would be a land of nation building. They had heard that there would be social security. They heard that there would be grapes and food and water. They had heard that it would be a land of plenty. They had heard that it would be a land where there would be shelter. There would be no homelessness. It was a great vision of the land. They were poised for victory. They were positioned for victory. They were poised for victory. They had been promised victory. But the problem was, they thought that they would have victory without having to deal with the giants. There's always giants in the land. You always got to deal with the giants. And the giants always look bigger than you. The giants always look as if there's no way we could win. Too often, it's a shame to almost get to your victory and quit. Because you generate in your mind these huge giants. And you make the giants bigger than you are. The worst problem in the world is to have low self-esteem about yourself. But not only did these Israelites create these huge giants, they forgot about God. They forgot that all things are possible with God. So here these giants are. They give this report. 10 people say, no, they're too big. There's no way we could. Everybody gave a positive report related to the land. The land is flowing with milk and honey. It is a wonderful land. There's all kinds of wonderful possibilities in the promised land. But the problem was, 10 people said the giants were too big. 2 people said, let us go over and take this land, because we can do it with God. What giants are in your way? One of the bad things about this election season is that every single day you read about the giants in the newspaper. I'm not talking about the New York Giants. giants of crime, the giants of unemployment, the giants of racism, the giants of negativity. The giants just keep growing, and you watch them from early in the morning to late at night, and you begin to forget that God is bigger than all the giants. You get in your mind that we are in a mess and we can't possibly get out. There's no way out. There's no way through. Just throw in the towel. Don't even bother to go vote. Just sit down because the inevitable is going to happen. It's not so. That is the minority report. So we can do this. But before, if you're going to learn how to deal with this grasshopper mentality, you got to remember who you are, whose you are, and you got to remember where your strength comes from. And we act like this is the first time we've ever seen a giant. We specialize in giants, for God's sake. We came to this country dealing with giants. The giant of segregation. The giant of poor education. The giant of poverty. We are well acquainted with giants. But we also know a giant slayer. And it's not just us. Our strength does not come from ourselves. Our strength comes from having a relationship with God. He is our strength. And we are, when you know who you are, we were created in His image. We are His sons and we are His daughters. Then when you know whose you are, we are the brothers and sisters of our elder brother, Jesus Christ, who've been bought with a price. And then we are empowered not just by our bank accounts, not just by our education. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit that walks with us and tells us and gives us a sense of discernment of the truth in these times. Here we are on the edge of the promised land. You know, I read this story about a football coach who was the head coach of the Notre Dame team some years ago, Newt Rockne. And they were playing Southern California. Southern California was supposed to be the better team. And they were going to be playing Notre Dame. And Newt went out and got 150 of the biggest guys on the college campus. He didn't want them to play. He just wanted them to suit up. There were only 11 guys that were going to play. So, and Southern California was the first one to take the field. And then Newt came out with the 150 big guys, huge guys. Southern California looked at them. They were defeated in their psyche. And the coach kept trying to tell them, well, you know, only no matter how many people come out there, only 11 is going to play, you know, but he had intimidated them. Look at somebody saying, the devil is always trying to intimidate. He's always trying to mess with your mind and mess with your spirit. And if you're not careful, you'll let the devil destroy you because you have forgotten who woke you up this morning. You've forgotten who made a way for you. You've forgotten who put a roof over your head. You've forgotten how the Lord has kept you and brought you through one Red Sea and brought you through one storm after another storm. And some of the storms haven't been no quiet storms. Some have been hurricanes in your life. But you need to remember who it was that brought you through yesterday and the same one that brought you through. Never mind what the devil says. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. But thanks be to God, he is able to ride out the storm. And your faith and my faith has got to be in God. And here we are position for victory. You got to cross over. Never mind what the devil says. You got to believe God. Yeah. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Here it was. Notre Dame wasn't the best team, but the coach psyched them out. I remember when Muhammad Ali used to be boxing and fighting. I mean, Muhammad Ali would win the fight before he got in the ring. I mean, he would talk so much trash. I'm going to knock him out in the third round. Look at him. Just a baboon. Then he'd go in there, and I know the opponent, he'd just be standing there, not saying a word, but be messing with his mind. Now, when your fears are large and you doubt yourself, you're a grasshopper. The way you overcome your grasshopper mentality is to know who you are. Know whose you are. And know where your strength comes from. The cure for the grasshopper complex is not to psych yourself up. You know, we think, well, I'm going to read a self-help book. I'm psyched. You still going to mess up. You got to know where your strength comes from. Yes. If you know where your strength comes from. Yes. Lord, I'm weak. I need your help. Yes. Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. Lord, I know you brought my grandmother through storms. My grandfather through storms. And I just believe you're going to bring me. My help comes from the Lord. No matter who's in the White House, my help comes from the Lord. No matter who's in the State House, my help comes from the Lord. No matter who's in the pulpit, my help comes from the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm ready to cross over. You know, another little story I read about this balloon, this guy who was demonstrating with balloons. He's out there and he let a white balloon go up in the air. He put the helium in the balloon and he'd go up. Then he let a red balloon, helium in that balloon, and he'd go up in the air. Then he let a purple one and he'd go up, and then this little black boy was there. Man, he says, sir, will a black balloon go up also if you let it go? And the man said, son, it's a six-year-old asking this question. Son, yes, it'll go up. It's not the color of what's on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside. Too many of our kids, too many of us, we're chained by some negative statement somebody said 20 years ago. You'll never be anybody. You'll never amount to anything. And we wake up every single morning dealing with our problems rather than our possibilities. God says, believe the report and remember. One last point. 10 gave the report. We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. He don't even know what was in their eyes. But the question is, not what we're like in our own eyes and not what we're like in their eyes, what are we like in God's eyes? And God specializes in giants. Nothing is impossible